Welcome to Peers Like Me, a podcast hosted by Western New York Independent Living. Today, our guest is Renee Law King, Program Manager of the Renewal Center. Our host is Maura Kelly, the voice of the individuals WNYL serves. Peers Like Me podcast is a regularly broadcasted podcast which educates, empowers, and enlightens our community's understanding of those who have behavioral health barriers and how the utilization of various skills, techniques, services, and supports results in those impacted living fulfilling community membership and participation. Peers Like Me podcast is based on the belief that those who live with disabilities have the right to choose, advocate, and understand everything about living in their own life. About today's guest, Renee Law King is the program manager of the Renewal Center in Buffalo with Mental Health Peer Connection, a member of the Western New York Independent Living family of agencies. Renee has managed the Renewal Center since its grand opening in 2018, when it was originally located on Elm Street in Buffalo. In 2023, the Renewal Center joined a partnership of crisis diversion agencies and began a co-location at the Kristen Vincent Recovery and Respite Center, 111 Maple Street in Buffalo. Renee has spent over 20 years providing human services to those in need. She has a rich experience in working with people with developmental disabilities, HIV/AIDS, those with mental health and addiction issues. Renee was honored with an Employee of the Year Award and the Quiet Conquerors Award. Renee is most applauded for her tenacity and bravery in keeping our renewal centers safe and in operation throughout the turbulent COVID epidemic, managing the various administrative adjustments, and being a valuable support and guide in the location change that occurred in 2023. The favorite part of Renee's work is her ability to use her own struggles relating to trauma and personal barriers to help those who are seeking support by freely sharing her recovery and skills she uses to live through personal struggles and triumphs.
Hi, my name is Maura Kelly. Welcome to the Peers Like Me podcast. Today, our guest is Renee Law, the Program Director of the Renewal Center at 111 Maple Street in Buffalo, New York. Renee Law, welcome to Peers Like Me podcast.
Thank you.
So who's Renee Law? Who's Renee?
Well, I am the Program Manager for the Renewal Center. I work for Mental Health Peer Connection, what is part of Western New York Independent Living Center family of agencies.
Right. Okay.
And I've been with the Renewal Center for 6 years.
And when did the Renewal Center start?
2018, January of 2018.
So that was 6 years ago.
6 years.
So you've been here since the beginning?
Yes, I've been here since the beginning. We started off at Restoration Society, 327 Elm Street. And it was this beautiful living room area, one room,
okay, in
this big building.
So you walk into the, off the parking lot, into the Restoration Society.
Yes.
And you go upstairs and you go into this room.
Yes.
Called the living room.
Yes.
The Renewal Center versus today.
Well, at one time we were called the parlor.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right. It's a lot of history, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So we were called the parlor at one time, and at that time, the staff and I, we said, we need to come up with a new name. So mm-hmm. We got together, and that's how the Renewal Center came about.
So the staff consisted of people with...
peer staff, you know, that, you know, felt like maybe the parlor wasn't a great name. So, hey, we said, if we don't feel like it, we need to do something
so
about it.
So people that use services came up with a name?
Yes.
Yeah.
We worked together, came up with that name, and it's been that name ever since.
So what does the Renewal Center do? What is it?
Well, the Renewal Center is to help people to not have to go to the hospital,
okay,
to not re-traumatize people by the hospital setting that don't need to be there. A lot of people just need to talk.
Okay.
Need to talk about their circumstances with people who have gone through some of the similar situations that they have.
So in the old location, mm-hmm, you walked up the stairs and into this room.
Yes.
What's this new location like? What, so is it a room?
Well, the new location is the Kirsten Vincent Respite and Recovery Center.
Oh, right.
So this is a standalone center. This is a center that has everything to do with diversion services. So we have respites, we have, you know, Spectrum Health Services that has peer staff that do the same thing.
Right.
Everyone has diversion services in this building.
So I know, so what has happened from 6 years ago to today? Who are you seeing? How is the whole concept transformed? You've been part of the whole beginning to now, the current. So
coming into this 6 years ago, you know, it was Restoration Society, Winnow, and
Recovery options. Yeah.
So. But at the time, it was Housing Options,
right,
Made Easy. So so it started off with those three agencies, and then it just kind of morphed over the 3 years to one agency, which is Mental Health Peer Connections.
And it's at the Kirsten Vincent Recovery Center. Who was Kirsten Vincent?
Well, Kirsten Vincent was my supervisor at the time, and she was an amazing director, you know. And actually, we talked about these things, and she said, you know what, yeah, I listened to staff, and she said, don't think that I'm working things out. And then all of a sudden, you know, this Kirsten Vincent Center came about.
Yeah, and there's a big celebration last year, the grand opening.
Yes, the grand opening.
So people don't like going to the emergency room for mental health issues.
No.
For the most part.
No.
But many people don't know what to do because the emergency room isn't the place for us. It isn't. So what can the Renewal Center do to help us out that we don't have to think that our only option is the emergency room to get help?
Well, I think what we have to do is do more to mobilize our services, because I think the first thing people think is 211,
right,
or crisis services, or
right,
or ECMC.
Right.
You know, they think of those things. So I think that over the years, with us mobilizing this and pushing it more into the community, people are more aware that we do have this renewal center.
What do you mean mobilizing?
Getting our information out there so they know that this is an alternative. You don't have to go to the emergency room.
Okay, so what if I was to use this place? What would I encounter coming in here? Would I have to make sure, like, I only have paper products on me? You know, like,
so Maura, what do you think when you come in? I mean,
so it's
it's
a beautiful space.
Yes.
There's not one white object or sterile cleaning object.
Yes.
It doesn't smell like sterile whatever. I don't see any IV tubes or any cabinets, or, you know.
Yes.
I don't even see a blood pressure cup. I'm sure you have one.
Yes,
there's dishes.
Yes.
Like there, yeah.
It's like
there's a fireplace.
Home.
We were just sitting in front of a fireplace. It wasn't a real fireplace, but you can't get that in CPAP.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
people come here, they love the environment. A lot of times people say, I wish I had known about this before I went to CPAP. Or coming out of CPAP, they say, wow, I really didn't get my needs met the way I needed it to there.
Right.
So
I know people, such as myself, struggle with, all right, CPAP is not the answer. I don't have an answer. I'm miserable. I don't know what to do. I know CPAP isn't the answer. What can I do? Is Renewal
so
Center?
You're going to come to the Renewal
right.
Center. You're going to meet with certified peer specialists.
Okay. Can I just come? Can I just, like, do I have to, like, I don't know, like, bring my pajamas or, you know, can I wear a bra? Like, you know, at CPAP, you know, that's questionable, you know. So, like, is that the kind of thing?
Well, you can come in This is a walk-in. This is a free service.
Okay.
We're open from 12 noon to 12 midnight. We do have transportation to get people here to utilize.
You're open every day?
Every day.
Every day, even leap year day?
Every day.
Friday nights?
We don't close on holidays.
Okay.
Every day.
So what do you do here? What if I come in, what can I expect?
Well, you're going to expect greeting people with a smile.
All right.
You know, people that are warm. You know, people that, what brought you here today?
Right.
We're going to offer you a cup of coffee,
okay.
Sit you down in front of the fireplace.
Is it a styrofoam cup or is it a...
We have actual coffee cups.
Okay, wow.
Mugs.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, we're going to just talk about what brought people here. You know, what are their circumstances? You know...
And you have a kitchen, right?
Yes,
I just said, like, so do you have a dishwasher?
Yes, we do.
So CPAP does not have that.
Right.
They might have it in the, okay. So
right.
It's sort of homey.
Yes, it's very homey.
Yeah.
So you're going to meet with certified peers, people that are going to listen.
Right. So
not judge. You know, we don't judge people. We don't try to direct people on what they should do with their circumstances. We meet people where they are.
So I was just at a outreach and engagement event yesterday.
Yes.
And this one agency didn't want to share anything about their staff because of security reasons.
Mm.
And like, I don't think I am a threat, but like, they didn't want the community to know about anything about them. What about your staff? Is that like a top secret? Like, you're just, you know, people, it seems that because of fear, whether unknown or known, people do not want to share like anything personal, even though we're humans. We crave that human.
Yeah. Oh. Well, here, that's part of what we do.
Okay, yeah.
We share our lives,
okay.
our stories, our dark moments.
Yeah.
And we share, how do we get out of those dark moments?
Right.
What are we doing now to maintain?
Right.
Like, look at me, you know?
Right.
I'm here, I'm working, and I'm making a life for myself.
So you hire people that have gotten out of those dark moments.
Yes.
So what I found is that it's really hard to fake if you're not out of the dark.
Right.
So is there...
People know.
Yeah.
When you sit down and talk with people,
right.
They know.
Yep.
They know.
So it's authentic here?
Very authentic.
Yeah, so.
Very authentic. And, you know, outside in different agencies, they don't allow you to talk about yourself. But this is what people get hired for, is to share, you know.
So they choose this.
Yes.
They choose to share their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is a different kind of service. It is not like a sterile hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It is personal.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So I met with your whole staff a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And they seemed to have personality.
Yes.
So they had, so tell me about your staff. Tell me their experience or their knowledge or... You know.
Well, we have people that have come from substance abuse backgrounds. We have an individual that is in a wheelchair.
Okay.
I love that because it's a diversity that we have here. Abuse, you know, I've gone through different abusive situations. So it's like, you know, we have a mosh posh of different situations that we can, you know, support people with.
And you do have some like needed professionals as in registered nurses, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, getting the medical authority is needed, you know.
Well, one of the things that we're to help people to not have to go to the hospital.
Right,
so we're going to do the best that we can. We're going to listen. We're going to provide the support. We're going to provide the resources that they need. And the nurses are here to make sure that everyone that's in the space is safe.
Right.
So they're going to take their vitals and things like that. And if there's some things that come up through their, you know, general intakes, they can do some educations with them. If they're not engaged in mental health, they need a primary care doctor, things like that, we can get them, you know, linkage to what they need in the community.
So I know I've undergone a few panic attacks.
Yes.
And like it's like, I'm going to die. And there'd be a nurse saying, you're not going to die.
Breathe.
And it's like, oh, like you're someone that has been to school that knows this, you know, and just to hear that.
Yes.
So you have that here too, that reassurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if a person that is in our space really need to go to the hospital, we have our nurses here that work with the staff, and we make that happen.
Right. So safety first.
Yes.
But so it's like validating, like, you really think I should go? Yeah, this is.
Yes.
And so you help people make that decision for themselves.
We do not make the decisions for them.
Right.
We help them to make whatever decisions is best for them.
Right. And we know that in making these decisions for our own life, it's very, very difficult. And to make that decision for someone else, we do not like that.
Right.
We do not. So the idea of empowerment and choice is part of that philosophy that you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're still working. Are you... you know, the staff turnover is a big issue, a big epidemic in our area. But you've been here.
Yes,
so are you fully staffed, pretty much?
We're fully staffed.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah.
And actually, the move has been a positive move for the program. We have an agency providers making referrals into our program.
All right.
Family.
Yeah.
Friends bringing people in.
Yeah.
You know, people getting rides here to the building. So really, this move has been really great.
Good.
We're doing well with our partners.
Good. Are there staff that work here that live in this area as well? Like that live in this, the Fruit Belt East Side kind of, or this area, the medical corridor area?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
So,
like,
so people aren't just coming in from Williamsville to do their, you know, so it's really the community helping the community.
But it's some people from Williamsville that come here.
That's right, yeah, but it's putting economic development in a very harsh, brutal, like, taking advantage community.
Right.
So so you're replanting or planting seeds that are based on growth. And then Pat Deegan put up this newsletter and how when the seed doesn't grow, is you don't take out the seed, you change the fertilizer.
Yes.
You put so the idea of putting the renewal center here in, you know, the east side, the Fruit Belt, and the medical corridor is a new beginning. It's a new way to grow. So,
And really, it's been such a positive. The building is a diversion service. It's a diversion center, you know, so when people come here, they're getting a diversion service. They know that they're getting help to help them to not have to go to the hospital so much.
So if I was here and I wanted my provider to know that, is there communication that happens? Can there be that communication where, hey, will you talk to my counselor about, you know, what I did here or whatever?
Yes. So, we love to know if they have a crisis plan, wrap plans that's established. We want to be able to wrap around.
Right.
We don't replace mental health.
Right.
We wrap around the services.
Right. Yeah. So in my past, during a treatment, an intensive outpatient treatment program, at the end of each day, they said, well, what are you going to do if you have a crisis? Like, and it was like, I'm going to call a crisis. Would this be an option for people to use? Like, say, well, if I get jammed up, I'm going to go to the renewal center. Is that?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Really, I am so happy that it's a program like this. Mm-hmm. The people are very happy that this is a program that is just for them. They're not like a number here.
Right.
You know, like people come in here, they get their services right when they come. They don't have to wait right. all day long to get the help that they need.
So how long does a person have to wait when they come in the door for services?
Well, they come on in and we address okay. everybody in the room.
Okay.
But the thing is, we prioritize. Let me get this one person,
okay.
you know, situated. You know, let me offer them some coffee. Let me, you know, give them something. Would you like to do
right.
some adult coloring?
Okay.
Would you like to sit in front of the, you know, and then we try to make sure that the person that needs the help the most.
Right.
is service and dinner.
But you're not like just saying, okay, you know, have fun or
no.
you know, wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, what about confidentiality? So if I come here, who will know about that?
Well, confidentiality is in the room. When people come here, we have them sign documents showing, saying that what says here
okay.
stays here.
Okay. And what if that is broken? What if someone
I've never heard of that
agency?
Being broken.
So you guys are covered under HIPAA, right?
Yes,
the HIPAA
we
law.
Are.
So if you break HIPAA,
right,
you guys are in
yeah,
doo-doo.
Definitely.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, so.
We cannot break HIPAA. Right. We have people sign things so that if, you know, they come here and they're sharing their personal,
right.
someone may hear what they're saying in the
right.
room, but we explain those things
right.
to them, and we make sure that they know
right.
whatever you hear stays here.
So just like in the medical field, like in the hospital,
right.
I have a say who has my records or not.
Right, yes.
And that's very important.
Yes.
And that if you violate my confidentiality...
Right.
You're this is official healthcare records, right?
Yes.
Like very like as serious as
everyone has their electronic consumer
mm-hmm.
record. We have them fill out their releases.
Right.
So we have those releases on file. And if we're going to be communicating with any outside
right.
agencies, we have them fill out
that I choose.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you choose.
But
yes.
but if you violate my HIPAA,
mm-hmm.
like you are in big trouble.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the seriousness of the record keeping, the confidentiality
yes.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I came here and I'm in the system, I'm in the field,
mm-hmm.
am I going to get fired? So someone asked me that. So I'm afraid to come because I don't want to get fired, but no one would find out, would they?
No,
right.
no.
Right.
You know what? This service is not for them
right.
over there.
Right, okay.
You know, it's for, you know, us.
And
you
how
know,
about paying? How much do you charge for
it's
this?
It's free.
Okay.
It's a free
really?
Service.
Right.
You know, I encourage...
Are you volunteers?
No.
Okay.
We're not volunteers. I encourage people that is in the workforce because
right.
people are getting stressed
right.
out. People are going
right.
through a lot on their jobs. So there is confidentiality around. What goes on
right.
here, it doesn't come out.
So so I'll just say this because of my background.
Mm-hmm.
The New York State Office of Mental Health,
mm-hmm.
the big shots, fund this
mm-hmm.
because they see and the government sees
mm-hmm.
that it's a lot less expensive getting services at the renewal center
yes.
than going to the emergency room for even two
yes.
hours at the CPAP. So
we're,
that's why they fund it.
We're contracted to
okay.
save the county money.
Yeah.
We're contracted to keep the community
right.
safe and the individual safe.
So you are helping out the government and saving money by coming
yes.
here. So that you can put that on your asset list.
Right.
Right. There you go. So
yes.
So our time's almost up, Renee. Is there anything you want to share or anything you want to end with? Maybe the how to contact or how to reach out. So.
Well, I would just say that Our phone number is 716-245-2400. We are open every day, 12 noon to 12 midnight. And if anyone needs to come, check us out, see what we're about, they're more than welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Renee. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. My name is Maura Kelly from Peers Like Me. You've been listening to Renee Law, the program director at Renewal Center with the West New York Independent Living.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Peers Like Me, a podcast that explores issues related to behavioral health, sponsored by Western New York Independent Living, Inc., with the assistance of the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Today, our guest has been Renee Law King, Program Manager of the Renewal Center. Our host has been Maura Kelly.